Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of the program here. As always, you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Scott.
You guys were just talking off the air about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and made me want to go and check and see what the price was. Bitcoin is up right now, up 4% in just the last 24 hours, more than 4%. It's up to $38,710.
So wow.
Not quite to the all-time high territory, but getting darn close.
Didn't Bitcoin die a little while ago when it fell from 42 to something?
It fell down to like 30.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember it was its death was reported again. They were having funeral for it. I guess that was premature.
Indeed, it was. So I just thought I'd give you an update on that. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, the hug tent. That sounds like fun, but no, it's a disturbing, dystopian, crazy thing. We'll tell you about it coming up here. But first, we got Joe. He's in Michigan to kick things off here in hour number two. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about that that prisoner that they had in feces and... And his, you know, own urine and stuff like that. If you did that to a dog, they'd arrest. They'd throw you in a mental hospital or
they
something.
They sure would. There was just a story in the news this week about somebody who was living in a trailer park or wherever, and they had like 30 dogs in cages that were all in, you know, rolling in their own feces because they weren't let out. You know, that's where they were living, and that person is absolutely being charged with animal cruelty.
And I'll tell you what, even in an anarchist society, I might bitch smack a guy who did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
I reserve the right.
You're going to do that to your fellow human being, and then, well, I'm a cop or whatever, or I'm a prison guard or whatever, you know, give me a break, man. Yeah.
Well, that lets you know exactly what the state thinks of you.
Yep.
They don't respect us. We're just worker bees to pay their for their wars and
you're a scumbag.
I'm not going to get off on a tangent, but
you're not wrong, Joe. I appreciate that. What else do you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Oh no, I just stuff like that, and you know the media. They you notice that you go on social media how. The attitude, you don't hear about, you know, police violence anymore and all this because it was a political thing, you know, mainly they were using it.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that when you say you don't hear about police,
when
you say you don't hear about police violence, you mean you're comparing what you're seeing in the news now to the sort of frenzy of coverage the media gave police abuse in the summertime of 2020?
Yeah, now it's gone. You know, so it's you know, we had an election. Now we're just going to ignore it.
Right. Now that Biden's in, all the police abuse has ended.
Well, it's their police abuse now.
Yeah,
it's their police abuse.
Yeah, it was back in the day. I don't know how. I mean, back in the day, you know, when after Clinton was elected, all the homeless people disappeared, you know, but that's all they talked about for forever. I was young back then, but still, I remember. It's our media is the problem. They're the biggest problem in this country because they're not honest, and they're just going to police violence, police abuse. There's not going to be any real reform. If anything happens, it'll just be, you know, nipping at the edges or whatever, but,
Yeah, there was an interesting couple of memes I saw today in the Tales of a Libertarian Telegram chat room where, I don't know if you heard about the Democrats and the media is referring to kids being taken into custody in the immigration detention centers. And under Trump, they, of course, were saying kids in
cages. They're concentration camps,
And they are.
Now
the terminology
is
overflow facilities. The kids are being held in, quote, overflow facilities, which, of course, means the exact same thing is going on. It's just being described in a different manner.
Yeah, and it's that way across the media. It is not you know, this reporter or that reporter doing it. The other thing that you'll notice is how often you hear the same words coming out of every talking head's mouth. Like, they're getting talking points from central facilities. It's clear.
Well, with this overflow facility thing.
Man. This is 1984.
It really is so creepy walking around
like
out there.
Like all government projects, yes, it's years behind schedule, but yes, it's 1984.
government often misnames their projects, like overflow facility, or a good example is a few weeks back, the CDC shielding program, which are just concentration camps renamed.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, right. We reported on that. Yeah. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that they're still rolling out. That one they're just talking about right now. That's in the planning stages.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And
yeah, if you don't think Nazi Germany is going to come to the United States, look at your very own CDC.
Yeah. And then go read a book called "It Can't Happen."
The Patriot Act, man.
Oh, the Patriot Act. You know, yeah. Well, that was
they called it the Patriot Act, but they're just secret courts, and they're spying on everybody now.
Yeah, if you thought you thought the courts were secret after the Patriot Act, try them now. Now you can't even get a trial. We just saw a guy today, an old friend of the show. Actually, I think Bud was on the show a couple of times, so longtime listeners may remember him. We had a guy in here. He's a New Hampshire, native friend of the show, and he was facing some just absolutely horrific trumped up charges. His own mother had accused him of inappropriately, doing things around his own child, his own stepchild, and, being naked or something like that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like the kid saw him naked getting into the shower or something.
It was something. They made it sound, so terrible, and he was facing felony, child abuse charges over what his own mother had alleged. And he was out on our front porch today, so he was hanging out with you, and I'm like, I hadn't seen him in a couple of years since these charges hit him, and I said, did those charges get dropped? How's it going? What's going on with these BS? Because it sounded like BS to me, knowing God. And he said, that he beat the charges, but what he meant when he said he beat them was that they did drop the child abuse charges, and they got him to take a guilty plea for simple assault. So he didn't get any sort of, sex conviction, so that's good. But he did take a guilty plea to simple assault. I was like, well, why did that happen? Why did you take the plea? Because he felt like he could beat this case. That, there was no evidence against him. It was just this crazy mother of his that brought these charges, basically. And so he said the reason why he took the guilty plea was because they'd held him in jail for 10 months pre-trial. And what they told him was that they don't know when the trial's going to be due to COVID. So basically, he could sit in jail until whenever it was that they decided, indefinitely, until they decided to have a trial finally for him, which, again, it had already been 10 months of his life. And so they came to him and said, you can take this plea deal to this simple assault, I think it was a misdemeanor, simple assault charge, and we'll let you out
today. Yep. Wow.
And or you can just sit here and we'll get you the trial as soon as we can, but we don't know when that's going to be due
now
to
he's
COVID.
A criminal for life.
Well, he was already
He was already a criminal. But,
okay.
But the thing is, and that is not new. I mean, I was in jail with a guy, happened to be a black guy, and a lot of times, a lot of these most egregious things are happening to black guys.
This happens to everybody.
It happens to everybody. But black folks get it worse, I think.
I mean, there's no doubt about it, but I don't want to take away from what happened. This guy had to spend 10 months of his life behind bars for something he didn't do.
Yeah.
He didn't hit a kid, but he pled guilty to hitting a kid.
Yeah.
Just to get out of jail.
Yeah. But the guy I was in jail with, they said, well, if you plead guilty, then you do 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't plead guilty, your trial is scheduled in 45 days.
Yep.
So you do 15 days pre-trial more than you would have done if you just pled guilty. So, of course, they plead guilty, and then that gets hung over their head
for the rest of their life.
So that's a way of picking and choosing the winners and losers in society.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Our phone lines are open for you if you want to call in at 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about a crazy jail story, I mean, there's no shortage. I mean, you used to work inside of prison. I'm sure we could probably spend the rest of the show talking about prison stories. So if you want to talk about those things, that's fine too. Also, now elderly homes are a lot like, you know, more so like prisons than they've ever been. And we'll tell you about the hug tent coming up here and why it is not a fun hug tent.
Their suffering is intense.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 6160. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Pork Fest 2021. Coming up June 28th through July 4th of this year, you are invited to Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We were actually just talking about this off the air, too. Scott, you said you're planning on coming to Pork Fest.
Absolutely. Sure. I was speaking to my wife about that today.
Excellent.
Coming up.
It's a great excuse to check out New Hampshire during the summertime, which is, you know, somewhat warm here
yep.
at that time. Although, bring a hoodie for the nights, because even in the North Country, it gets a little chilly during the nighttime hours during the summer. So you'll still want to dress warm for that part. But go to ForkFest.party. It'll be basically the second week of summer, June 28th through July 4th, and it is a decentralized libertarian camping festival, meaning that there's no one who is in charge of this festival.
Nobody's in charge.
Right, there's not a board of directors. There's not an organizer. There's just each person that comes to the campground and then what they want to contribute to it, which could just be hanging out. It could be creating an event. It could be, I know a couple of our co-hosts are going to be putting on a musical concert. Their rock band, Flood, nice. Is going to be back for its second year in a row. And the guys from AnyPay are going to do an even more epic dome this year, apparently. They've got a big plan to do a major upgrade. They already had an amazing dome the last 2 years, and they're taking it to the next level. I don't know what that means, but I'm excited. They're actually renting it out to people that want to rent the dome, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you're a stripper and you'd like to come to ForkFest, all expenses paid, send an email to stripper@electnobody.com.
Right. Now, is that only female strippers? Or
If I can find it. The thing is, there's going to be a lot more business for female strippers than male strippers because,
probably, yeah.
you know, if you ask one of the guys at ForkFest to take his clothes off, he'll probably do it for free if you're a girl. And so
they're not hard to find.
But if I was able to find enough females to like justify taking the tent for a week, then I would be fine with having a male night.
I suspect they're not willing to rent it for the whole week, but maybe if you had enough money, they would do it. I know they want to do their own kind of things there as well. So
okay, I was thinking they were going to rent the second tent out for the whole time.
They're going to do with the second dome. I don't know.
Oh, okay, sure. See, that's sure what I thought you were talking
new,
about.
I don't know if this is a whole new dome or like an upgrade to the old. I don't know what it is exactly that they've got.
So okay.
I know they're working on
I'll
something.
I'll get them on the horn and
I'm
find
sure it'll
out.
Be pretty cool, though. ForkFest.party, June 28th through July 4th. You can get your RV site, your campsite, or your motel room from Rogers Campground, and we will look forward to seeing you there. So I mentioned this hug tent, and yeah.
That sounds fun.
It's not good. It does. It sounds fun. It sounds like something people need. Like, you know, people need contact. They need human contact. And unfortunately, no, it is the dystopian version of a hug tent. And I don't know if you've seen this photo, Scott. I'm going to try to describe what this looks like. There is a woman who presumably is one of the people that is inside this Colorado elderly home, a nursing home. Her name is Chloe McDonald. She's 84 years old. And her son, I'm not sure. It actually may be her husband. Anyway, somebody who is, yeah, no, sorry, it's her son. Her son is holding hands with her, but he is behind a plastic sheet that is so, like, crinkled, you can't even see through it very well. So you can't even see the person that is behind the sheet particularly well. He's got his arms inside of
some sleeves.
His arm is not only okay, so there's actually plastic sleeves on his arm. So like on his own clothing, he's inside a plastic sleeve. And then his plastic sleeved arms are then inside of plastic sleeves themselves.
He's double gloving.
He is double plastic sleeve, double gloved as he is then quote unquote holding hands with his 84-year-old mother.
Wow.
Through this plastic that, and you can see it from here, nobody. You can see how fuzzy looking
yeah,
this plastic
I can, all is. Yeah, I can't even see what's behind it except a shape.
Right. You're right. I mean, and plus the guy's also masked. So you can't even see his face. You can't see if he's smiling. You would think that if he was behind a plastic sheet. I mean, this guy is completely behind a sheet. It's not like he's like it's not like the sheet is hanging down right in front of him and there's, you know, 3 feet to the left it's open. There's no opening here. It's just a full sheet conceals this woman, this son, from this woman. And wow. And he is just sitting there on his knees. He's trying to make eye contact with her, but I don't think that you can see anyone very well through this thing. So he's got a mask on. You can't see us. It's just so disturbing.
You know, see, if I was old, and I realize that if I was old, I would be in a great deal more jeopardy mm-hmm. from COVID. But if I was given the choice of being able to hug my son or daughter versus you can not hug your son or daughter except through this tent and you're going to live 10 years longer, I would be like, why would I want to live 10 years longer like that?
This isn't living.
No.
Yeah. I will just, hug my kid, and if I die, I die. Yep.
2 years ago, this would have been called a kink. Now it's called visiting grandma.
Yeah, it's like the latex people. I never understood that kink. the gimp,
uh-huh,
you know, he's like the transparent gimp is what he is.
It had been at least 8 months since she touched her 77-year-old husband, Len. This is Lydia Hartman. Now, it's a different woman than is in the photo here, but it had been 8 months at least since she touched her husband, who has dementia and has been at an assisted living facility in suburban Denver for the last year. This is in Louisville, Colorado. On Wednesday, she got a small taste of what life was like before the coronavirus pandemic, sort of. This, by the way, is the AP reporting. Thanks to a quote-unquote hug tent set up outside of Juniper Village in Louisville, Hartman got to squeeze her husband, albeit while wearing plastic sleeves and separated by a 4-millimeter thick clear plastic barrier.
It's like Amish dating, except they use plastic instead of a bundling sheet.
And calling this a clear plastic barrier is a real stretch. It's not clear at all.
Was she really hugging him or just the plastic?
I mean, she's touching plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to feel some warmth, perhaps, through this plastic. Maybe. She says, I really needed it. I really needed it. It meant a lot to me, and it's been a long, long time. Hartman, who fractured 2 vertebrae, she's 75 years old, by the way, and could no longer take care of herself or take care of her husband by herself, said she thought he was a little confused, but that it was important for them to embrace again. She said, we've been trying to do it for a long time. It felt good. I kept hitting his glasses when I hugged him, though, and he got cold. Although the setup wasn't ideal, she said, at least you can do something, and it's important. And that's how sad this whole situation is. This means something
to
people.
They ask her if she would have preferred to take the risk. I doubt it, because it was the AP, and they're part of the establishment.
I don't think it's allowed. He's at a
But
facility.
Did they ask her if she would have preferred it? If I was the reporter, my first question would be, given the choice, would you take a long life like this or a short life with real hugs?
That would have been the most interesting question to ask.
I think so.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to answer that question, if you're up in your ears and you can put yourself in this situation, what would happen? What would your choice be? 603-283-6160, if you could even make such a choice. And I suspect the facility wouldn't even allow it. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live. Why did you move to the Shire?
I moved here to the Shire because there's other people around who take liberty just as seriously as I do.
I moved to the Shire because I saw videos of people challenging authority and thought that I could get support myself. It called to me, like, do this, right now.
I wanted to be around people like me who got it, and once I got here, I knew there was nowhere else I wanted to be.
I've always wanted to change the world, so I moved to the Shire to join people who were actually working towards doing the same thing.
The people here are awesome, loving, and positive. It was for the adventure and for the feeling of something important is happening here, and I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
Visit ShireSociety.com to read and sign the Shire Society Declaration and learn the reasons why, if you love liberty, you should immigrate to the Shire. Plus, connect with others via the forum at ShireSociety.com. That's ShireSociety.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House is approving a Senate-passed budget resolution on the coronavirus rescue plan. The final vote, 219 to 209. The only Democrat to vote against the plan was Maine Congressman Jared Golden. The nearly $2 trillion package will now make its way to committees to work out the details. Republicans say the price tag is too high. Johnson & Johnson is requesting the FDA grant emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Experts believe the vaccine could be approved by the end of February if it gets the go-ahead.
So this third vaccine really could be a home run, right? There's so much demand out there that this, an additional supply would be so important. And the reason why we're so excited about this vaccine is it's a single shot, no sub-zero freezing.
Dr. John Brownstein speaking there on ABC News. This is USA Radio News. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says it was no small task for the NFL competing during the coronavirus pandemic.
As the National Football League gets ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Commissioner Roger Goodell said Thursday it took an amazing amount of work to get the season underway this year.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong, but between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in this society.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Actor John Travolta is starring in an ad during Sunday's Super Bowl. Travolta will be appearing in a commercial for Scott's and Miracle-Gro with his daughter. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we invite you to join us here, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the, what I would call, dystopian hug tent. Hugging's normally a very human thing to do. It's something that allows people to connect physically together and share some warmth and share some love and appreciation for their fellow man or lady.
Give me some sugar, baby.
And now all of that warmth, all of that wonder has been just sucked right out of the experience by the new dystopian, crazy medical authoritarian police state that we are surrounded by, where now at a apparently in Louisville, Colorado, according to the AP, they now have set up a hug tent outside of an elderly home, some sort of an assisted living facility. And it is one of the most disturbing photographs that I've seen in the last year, where a man is just kneeling in front of his mother, sitting away from her, just touching her hands. Well, I can't say he's touching her hands. He's touching her hands through two layers of plastic. He's got plastic sleeves up his arms, and then his sleeved arms are then inside of plastic sleeves that are connected to this plastic drape that is separating him from his mother. And you can't even really see through this. I mean, it's not opaque, but it's also not transparent either. It looks like it's
translucent.
It is foggy.
It is foggy.
It's very, very bad, and it's just absolutely terrible.
As foggy as your average cop's understanding of the Constitution.
It applies a nice Gaussian blur.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very disturbing, and if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. But yet people are praising this. People believe this is good, that this is positive, and...
Well, it's better than nothing.
It is.
But it's not as good as freedom.
No, it's absolutely disturbing. Let's go to your calls, though. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. We've got Michael calling from Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Thank you for listening to my call.
Certainly.
I have the solution for the military for the transgender problem that's facing them.
Now, what is the problem, sir?
Pardon?
What's the problem, just to be clear?
Oh, the problem is how to handle it. Like on a ship, in a Navy ship, you got transgenders. They wouldn't know what shower to go in, whether it's the men's or the women's,
mm-hmm.
and there would be mixed genders in the showers.
I would say
it'd
probably be whatever
gender
they identify as.
Pardon?
I would say it'd probably be whatever gender they identify as.
Well, I want to hear Michael's solution. What do you think should happen?
Okay, the solution should be they report you from the wrong attitude. It should be that they should be elevated to a premier status and have their own corps. Because if they're elevated above that of the Marine Corps even, then they shall be part of the first wave to attack the enemy in case of combat. And that solves the problem.
See, I disagree. I liked the old policy. I think that America's gays are too precious to risk in combat, and I think that they should be carefully
permanently
protected.
Banned.
No, I'm lying. I don't think that. I kind of like Robert Heinlein's solution, and that is we're a military unit and we deal with some things that most people don't deal with. So they had a single shower room, and men and women used it together, and it didn't matter, and you got used to it, and they had sufficient esprit de corps that if you tried to touch somebody who didn't want you touching them, the other people in your unit would kill you, and that solved that problem.
No, you didn't understand what I'm saying. Let me explain it.
Hmm.
When transgenders are the part of the first wave to attack the military, all of a sudden, they will decide whether to be male or female. If they really are a male, they'll say, well, look, I don't want to be the first wave to attack the enemy, so I'm going back to what I originally was.
Hmm.
See?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So you want to put them in a very stressful situation in the belief that their fear
if they joined the military because they're willing to fight and risk their lives, then it sounds like somebody who is really gung-ho might say, well, I'm going to be transgender so I can go in the first wave.
Ah.
So it might push people both ways.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point.
I don't agree with your solution. I don't think it's going to work, sir. I think it's better just to stop worrying about gender at all in the military.
Scott, you were in the military, right?
Yes, I'm going to affirm what nobody's saying here. When I was 15 is when the trade towers were attacked, and I was fed the propaganda. I believed the lies. And when I went to enlist into the Marine Corps, I scored high enough on the ASVAB to where I did not have to be infantry.
Mm-hmm.
But I believed in it so much that I selected to be infantry because I wanted to be on the front lines fighting.
Mm.
So all you're going to do there is create an incentive for psychopaths to go
throw a wig on. And all right, put me on the front lines.
Maybe. So you'll have clingers being clingers, but for the opposite reason. If you remember Corporal Klinger from MASH. I think we understood you.
Yeah, no, we understood you, Michael. Now, I have a question for you. You do sound on the upper side of your years. How old are you?
Oh, 82.
Oh, so wow. I would like to ask the question, Nobody, that you were sort of asking about this hug tent situation. If you were in a situation...
No,
go ahead.
I didn't ask any questions about a hug tent.
I know that.
No,
We're going to ask you a question about it.
Oh, okay, so, go ahead.
Yeah, so were you listening when we were talking about the hug tent?
But just barely, I was trying to get my phone number and my information when I call you.
Okay.
Because I know you only allow a few seconds, and I want to do away with the superficial niceties.
That's good. It's always good to do away with that. I support that. So there's a situation where certain elderly folks in your age range are being kept in these, you know, elderly homes, and they're being told that they're not allowed to have physical contact with their loved ones. If you were in a situation like that at age 82, you know, quote unquote, due to COVID, that's the excuse for all this, and your grandkids or your son or daughter, your loved ones, your family members wanted to come visit you, and you had the choice to actually hug them, to actually be able to touch them, or to go into this hug tent where there would be a large sheet of plastic in between you and then try to have some sort of an awkward hug with plastic sheets and plastic sleeves on your arms, what would your choice be?
My choice would be that grandparents should not be separated at all from the rest of the family because they can babysit their family and let the two young couples go on and do dances and movies and so on, and they can babysit the grandkids for free, and they'd love to do that, and it wouldn't cost them anything. And that's what primitive cultures do, such as in Mexico and China and other nations. America is unique as they separate the grandparents from the rest of the family and isolate them in a home. That's the worst thing they can do.
So
it's
then you would support
psychological torture.
Just to be clear, you would support actually giving a real hug to your grandchildren and your children. You wouldn't want to be hidden behind some curtain. Is that right?
That's correct.
Very good, Michael.
Right.
Thank you for
the call
tonight.
I
appreciate
with
hearing
you.
From you. 603-283-6160 is our number. You can bring up what you want. Mike is in Maine. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. It's interesting you bring up that subject. I was with my 82-year-old father today.
Oh, really?
I gave him a hug. And I gave my mother a hug.
Like a real hug? And, you gave him a real hug?
Oh, yeah.
That's
no,
good.
This,
and they weren't afraid of you?
No, it's out of control.
Hang on, Mike. I want to bring you back. I know you were calling for a different reason, so if you'll just stand by, we'll get to the point of your call here in just a moment. But it's refreshing to actually hear that from people out there, that a lot of people wouldn't put up with this crazy hug tent, quote-unquote cuddle curtain, as apparently they call them in the U.K. 603-283-6160 is our number. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Also, you can call in through our Matrix chat server. If you haven't joined that yet, you can go to chat.freetalklive.com. Get the step-by-step instructions on how to not only join the server, but also call in via that method. And then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. 603-283-6160.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. Should you wish to join us, that's how you do it. Or you can call in via our Matrix chat server. Go to chat.freetalklive.com to get the instructions on how to join that server. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody. And Scott.
And I want to say thank you to Nick C., who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that Nick is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. And that helps us because it helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's what AMP stands for. It helps us get on more radio stations. We've got about 190 stations that air this show at various different times throughout the week. We could have 200, 250, 300. It's possible. There are more than that many talk stations out there in the United States. So it's doable, but it does take some time. It does take some effort, and it takes, most importantly, money. So thank you to Nick C. for contributing $5 a month to that end at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to bring Mike back on the air here. I know he was calling about a different reason, and I want to make sure he had a chance to get his thoughts out. So go ahead, Mike.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And, we're talking about the media and how they all say the same exact words every day. And it goes back to the Council on Foreign Relations. I used to go look at the roster on the Council on Foreign Relations. Look at the members.
Mm-hmm. Who would you see there?
You see all the CEOs of the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
All the members of the multinational corporations that have profited from these illegitimate, never-ending wars we've been in for a long time.
Sure.
And Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, I'll never forget when I saw him say, he thanked the media for 40 years of silence with regard to the New World Order.
Wow.
The Rockefeller Foundation.
So what you're saying is you'd see everyone who's in the club as a...
George Carlin's club, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard of Norman Dodd.
No.
He was interviewed by Edward Griffin. He was put in charge of the Rees Commission. Rees Commission was put in charge of investigating the Carnegie Foundation pre-World War One. This was in like the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. When this investigation was going on. So he went to the Carnegie Foundation, asked them for the minutes of their meetings pre-World War One. And in those minutes of the meetings, they were trying to figure out the best way to change the minds of the men in the United States. And they came to the conclusion that the best way would be through war. You know, 1913 was Federal Reserve was put into place, and 1914 was the beginning of World War One.
Mm-hmm.
And then they needed a stable of historians to keep the people in this country in the post-war mentality. And the way they did that, they put the Rockefeller Foundation in charge of this, and they couldn't find any American history professors to sign on, so they went over to England, and they went to Europe, and they found, you know, Oxford and Yale are all about war.
Now, hold on, before you go on, when you say the post-war mentality, what is that?
Well, they talk about shock and awe. Right? I mean, remember, you guys are young, you may not, but...
No, I remember shock and awe from Gulf War One and Gulf War Two.
Yeah, shock and awe. I mean, it's all this post... What do they call it now? PTSD. It used to be called something else, you know.
Yeah, shell shock.
You know,
Carlin does a great routine about that.
War has an enormous psychological effect on everybody involved.
Sure.
My family came here in 1651. We've been in every war.
In war, no matter who wins, we all lose.
The only way to win is not to play.
Right, you got
to
break the cycle.
It's there are no victories.
No. Just losses.
The bankers win. The military and industrial complex loses.
Yep.
Wins. The people lose.
Well, yeah, Wall Street and CIA are one.
Mm-hmm.
Wall Street and CIA are one. The Dulles brothers, heavily involved in the CIA early on, were the biggest, most powerful Wall Street attorneys in the United States.
Well, to come back around to what you were saying before about the what was it, the CFR?
Council for Foreign Relations.
Yeah, and so you've got these media people that are there, and these are the people who are propagating the war, whether it be George W. Bush or Barack Obama or whoever it is we're talking about that happens to be, you know, leading the troops. Mm-hmm. They're the ones leading the propaganda in the mainstream media, and they want people to believe in war, even though, as you put it, Mike, it's a loser. I mean, war is always a loser because it's always the poor people that are the ones that are piling up, you know, as the bodies. And those people don't get jack from this. It's their lives are devastated.
And it was interesting with Trump when he got in and they defrauded the FISA court with that fraudulent document they got from Christopher Steele, MI6 Christopher Steele. And he was in, after the investigation they went through, they found that he was in communications with the president of the Brookings Institute at the time was Strobe Talbot. If you look up Strobe Talbot, president of the Brookings Institute, his quote is, nation states in the next century will become obsolete. And it's his job to make sure this happens within his lifetime.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
What was he suggesting would replace them?
Hopefully nothing.
Well, it's if you listen to the World Economic Forum, I listened to a conversation between the International Settlements, Bank of International Settlements, mm-hmm. the International Monetary Fund, the Federal Reserve Chairman Powell, and they talked to the World Economic Forum. They're all talking about this global financial reset. and how convenient this COVID virus, I like to call it the China virus, how convenient this is being, we can usher in this financial global reset.
So was this guy who was saying that the nation states would be going away, hopefully in his lifetime, was he saying they would be replaced by some one world government or replaced by nothing? I suspect the former.
Yeah. United Nations wrote the Agenda 21. If you read the book, there's a book, Agenda 21, but now it's just called Agenda 2030. They have big plans for the United States. And it all goes into zoning laws, all these multinational corporations are on board. Yeah. When I listened to this woman, her name was Karen Hootis. She worked at the Bank of International Settlements where all these corporations were on board. These multinational corporations, they have all the time in the world. They have all the committees, all the money. They're heavily, they have the network. They've been working on this for 100 years.
And they are rolling it out hard and heavy during this whole COVID thing, using COVID as the excuse to put some pretty crazy dystopian stuff into place. Mike, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate your perspective. Yeah. And the information there.
Billions of dollars in corporate welfare are going to be going out again,
along with
the pittance that's going to go to the people.
I think they're talking about another $1.4 trillion bailout is what they've been working on in recent days. And you
print. And giving $1,000 each to the people would cost, you know, not 320, okay, 320 million times 1,000 is 320 billion. So that's a third of 1 trillion. Mm-hmm. The rest is corporate welfare.
Let's give 20,000 each person.
I say let's give a minimum guaranteed income of $1 million a day, but no taxes, just print it and spend it.
Can you imagine what the price of Bitcoin would be if people were getting $1 million a day?
That's exactly what I imagined before I made that recommendation.
Yeah. I don't even know how you say that many zeros, but it would be a lot of zeros that would be added to it, I suspect. 603-283-6160.
Well, I don't know about Bitcoin itself, but Bitcoin Cash would go through the roof.
603-283-6160. Is our number. Hour number three is on the way. One of the things that they're doing to make things more dystopian and crazy is taking away all of the fun. We'll tell you what Mardi Gras is going to look like coming up.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.